Maeve Callan is first-generation Irish-American and raised Catholic until she was around 15. That's when she started reading European history and learning about the Holocaust, which left her struggling with a difficult question.
How can humans do this to each other if there is an omniscient, omnipotent, all-loving God?
She rejected a higher being for a bit, but atheism didn't take with her. She says she believes deeply in the divine. As she grew older, she found religion opened doors.
Religion offers you a means of exploring so many facets of our world and our society and different cultures. And I just feel you can never exhaust religion.
Callan is an associate professor of religion at Simpson College in Indianola, where she teaches a class on religious diversity. At first glance, it's an odd setting for such a class, a small school affiliated with the United Methodist Church and a mostly white student body.
Many of my students have never met a Muslim, and they've had their understanding of Islam totally dictated by the media.
It's not just Muslims. Many of Callan's students have never met a Sikh or a Hindu or a pagan. So she brings to her classroom people from the temples and mosques and gurdwaras and synagogues that dot central Iowa to put faces on the worshipers of these unfamiliar religions.
Getting to know people who practice these alternative faiths, that's a dimension that no textbook, no video, nothing apart from that kind of personal interaction with somebody can convey the significance of a faith and the meaning of a faith.
Callan says she understands religious differences can be divisive. A self-proclaimed anti-Semite is on trial in suburban Kansas City for killing three people near a Jewish community center. In 2012, a member of a white supremacist group killed six at a Sikh temple outside Milwaukee. What Callan is trying to accomplish, she says, is to build a common community of spiritual appreciation by encouraging conversation.
Part of what I really want to do is help people address their misunderstandings, especially when those misunderstandings result in mistreatment of other people.
Callan also believes a better comprehension of the differences within Iowa's faith systems would have prevented the hullabaloo that broke out in the legislature last session when a Wiccan priestess was invited to deliver the morning benediction.
Her religion is extremely peaceful, nature-oriented. It's very much an egalitarian, inclusive, empowering religion, but other people see it as demonic.
Callan makes one final point about religious affiliations in Iowa. She points to a recent survey from the Pew Research Center that shows 21% of the state's citizens identify with no religious group. And yet most of them say they're spiritual. It's the fastest growing segment of the religious population. Callan is taking her case for religious diversity to the public square tomorrow with an appearance at the International Center's Dialogue Series at noon in Des Moines Central Library. In Indianola, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.